How are you? Happy, happy, happy Wednesday. And what an awesome week. How's your week going? Pretty good? We got Bike Week coming up here in Daytona Beach here in the next couple of days. If you're in town for Bike Week, let me know. I got a new motorcycle. Need to go riding. I live right here, right in the middle of it all. So today, I want to ask you to stop asking permission to do the things that you think you need to be doing.
Wait a second, Scott. Does that mean I don't have to ask permission for anything anymore?
Well, not likely, but most things, because in most things in life that you have control over, nobody really cares anyway. So what are you waiting around for somebody to tell you it's okay to do it, right? We'll talk about that today, okay? It's a kind of a topic of mine that I like to speak about. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com. People every single time, they say, Scott, what is your actual mission every single day? I know you talk about moving and everything like that. I know it's it, but if I listen to your podcast every single day, and I don't want to go back to listen to the last 15 years and 10,000 podcasts, I want to know exactly what you're all about. Here's kind of what it comes down to, okay? You're the boss of you, and somewhere inside your mind, you said, I want to do this. A year later, hey, remember that thing you said you were going to do? What's going on?
Hell, been a little busy.
Huh? So if you ever ask me what I really focus on every single day, I want you to do the damn stuff you said you were going to do. How's that? That cool? And all that means is this. It means that I want you to face your passion. It's time to face your passion. It's time to look inside and say, this is the stuff that fires me up that I want to do, and get off your butt and go do it.
Okay, I'm going to stop a second. It's going to scare a few people. By the way, my name is Scott Smith. If you're just arriving for the very first time, I may, in fact, not be for you. And that's okay.
That's okay. I'm not for everybody. But if I am, we're going to have a hell of a good time together. So let's play along, okay? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So, I'll tell you a story today I've told before. I love this story. I never repeat a story. I may have this. Well, that's kind of a lie. God, I hate to lie to you on the podcast. But the truth is, I will talk about the same subjects. I will tell some of the same stories, but I never repeat one that's been recorded before. So everything you hear is a brand new version. And because I'm changing and moving and grooving every single day, each one is even more awesome than the first one was. Hopefully, if we get lucky. So permission is something that kind of drives me crazy. Because here's the deal. Most everybody on the planet is waiting for permission to do something. Stop it. First off, most people don't know what the hell they're talking about. Most people have no idea what to do. They're wandering generalities, just meandering through life, trying to figure stuff out, wait for somebody to tell them what to do. Forget it. They're wrong. Just go the other way. If the herd goes left, you go right. It's wrong. Start with that premise and go from there. Scott, that can't be right totally, completely, 100% of the time. Yeah, it can. Sure, it can be. Absolutely. Just depends on who you hang out with, okay? I'm just telling you, you don't need permission and don't wait for anybody else to tell you what to do to make up your own mind. So here's what we need to talk about. My friend Sid. Sid called me ways back, a couple of years ago now, but probably 10 years actually. A long time ago. Compressed time. Yay. He had a next big thing. You know what he was going to do? He's going to fly airplanes. He could not wait to get started. I thought, that's kind of cool. I've always wanted to fly airplanes. I've always wanted to do that because my mom was a pilot. My mom used to tell stories of flying for years. She grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina, where I spent a lot of time as a child up there on Wrightsville Beach. That's where he spent time on. Her dad was a contractor. And he had an airport client that couldn't pay his bill way back then. So he said, listen, let me give your daughter flight lessons. And she was 15 years old. So she started taking flying lessons. So she told me these stories about landing on the beaches in North Carolina. It was thrilling to hear it as a kid. Flying solo before an arriving hurricane was captivating. I'll forget the fact that she was 3 days short of being legally old enough to actually fly an airplane. She had a pretty adventuresome spirit back then, as she does now at 90 years old. Same person. Hurricane coming. She wasn't going to ask for permission. She said, let's go fly the airplane. I got to land. Need to do my solo. She took command. Put her in the record books because of that.
So I started flying like 50 years later, a long time later, and things are more controlled. You know, speaking to air traffic control on the radio was required and very challenging. If you've ever flown an airplane and listened to the chatter of air traffic control, you'll know that first off, you can't understand a word anybody's saying. And secondly, it's really intimidating to have to talk to them. I was really nervous. And I found myself asking for permission all the time when it came to doing something in the airplane. I'd call up, I'd click the button and put my pilot voice on. I said, Sam Retire, Skyhawk 6567, impound on approach. Hang on a second. I'm a new pilot. Let me try that again. Sam Retire, Skyhawk 6567, on approach. The Monroe arrival, it's a full stop. We've got ATIS. Thank you. My instructor looked at me one day and he said, thank you. And you asked for permission? What? He was about ready to teach me a lesson. You asked for permission? You're the pilot in command. Your seat is moving, not theirs. They're sitting in a tower drinking coffee, feeling nice and secure. You're flying in an airplane. Who knows what could happen? Don't you dare ask for permission. Tell them what you want. Let them figure it out from there. What? I don't have to ask for permission? Anyone's permission to do what I want to do? Nope, you're pilot in command. You just tell them what you want to do. They got to work it out. They tell you what you don't want to do. You say, unable. All they have to do is say, hang on, and they'll work it out. You tell them what you want to do. There's no asking permission around here. They work for you. I never asked again. In flying, and for the most part, I'm a polite guy. But when it comes to my dreams and my desires and what I want to do, I don't ask permission of anybody. I just decide to do it. Now, does it mean I don't ask permission to, you know, ma'am, could I have this seat or would you like this seat? Can I go over there? Can I, whatever. No, I ask for, I'm a polite guy. I live in society just like you do. But when it comes to me and what I want to do with my world, whatever dream, whatever ambition, whatever money I want to make, I don't ask permission for anybody. I simply sit my butt down in the chair, decide what I want to do, assign myself the task, and go get it done. That simple. If somebody else needs to know what I'm up to, that's fine. I'll tell them. No big deal. If I need somebody's help and they can't help me, great. I just find somebody who can work it out for me. That's it. See, your destiny is your choice and yours alone. And I run into this all the time. So it's a nonstop, never-ending theme for me. And as I've gotten older in life, and I've done this thing 15 freaking years now, and talked to tens of thousands of people, I am stronger than ever. Would you get off your ass and go do something? Would you face your passion? It is time. Clock is ticking. Would you finally get the nerve to go do it? You know, inside, there's more because I get your letters from you all the time. And you know what you say to me when you send those letters? Listen really closely because I get these letters every single day. And all it does is make me stronger in my belief. Those letters say something very powerful. Scott, I've been listening to you for a while, and I hear what you're saying. I'm trying to figure it out. I just know there's more. I know there's more. And my answer is always, there is. Because there's always more. The trick is, you have to decide not to ask for permission anymore. Trust that you know the path. Even if you don't know the path, take that first step. To stand up, you take a step and you repeat. Just keep on going until you figure it out. I have spent most of my life saying I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'll let you know when I do. Pretty much it. Like the hell, all last year was that way. I was like, I have no idea where I'm going to end up here, but I know I'll let you know when I get there. And you're about ready to hear here pretty quick where I'm heading. Yeah, the kingdom of Findom, the land of abs and muscles and hunkiness, and a wife who looks at me and goes, oh my. And now what I have to do is get back to my wife and say, honey, you know, if you find me attractive, if you find my new, very, very, very svelte body looking great, you don't have to ask for permission. You can just come right. Okay, that's a whole other podcast, isn't it? Oh, by the way, what happened to Sid? Well, he's happy. He's still married and everything, probably because he didn't take flying lessons and spend all his money. But he has never taken a single lesson. And every time I talk to him, he says, you still flying? I haven't for a while, but I'm getting back into it here pretty quick. I'll see you tomorrow.